Morning.
That was pathetic.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, there we go. All right. Glad to see and hear all of you this morning, and welcome you to Community Church of St. Lawrence. And we hope that you will be blessed by being with us this morning, and a special welcome to anyone who's visiting today. We do have a few announcements to bring to your attention. In the bulletin, you'll see that there is a nominating committee meeting today between the worship service and Sunday school. So if you're part of the nominating committee, please remember to go to that meeting. Next Saturday, or this coming Saturday, there'll be a men's prayer breakfast, and that will be here. And then after the breakfast, there'll be an opportunity for another work project. This time it will be assembling the new cabinets for the Sunday school classrooms. So if you can come for the breakfast and not stay to help with the project, that's okay. If you can't be here for breakfast, you want to come help put cabinets together, that's okay too. Or you can do both. And then also, you see in there that there is a ladies event coming up next month. As ladies and teen girls be on Sunday, October 23rd from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock here at the church. There'll be some more details about that coming up. But that is something that the Ladies Women's Outreach Committee is putting together. One last reminder about the college student list. If any of you have college students and you'd like their information put on our contact and prayer list, you can get those details to April by this Thursday. And then looking ahead to November, another opportunity that is being planned will be the Art of Parenting, and that will be on November 12th. And the Women's Outreach is planning that as well, and there'll be some more details about that to come also. Tonight, we start the two evening Bible studies. The Women's Bible Study, Adorned, will meet in the sanctuary, and the Men's Bible Study, Stepping Up, we will meet in room one. So ladies will be here in the sanctuary, men will be in room one, and that starts at 7 o'clock this evening. And then you see on the back page a few other details about some things that are coming up in the near future. Do we have any other announcements today? Anything I missed? Okay. Oh, Anita.
That's lost out there in the box, and he needs a mother.
Okay. All right. I'm assuming we're talking about a fake one, right? But there's a baby in the box, and then it needs a mother, so... if your child is missing their doll, check the box. Okay. Our call to worship this morning is our church verse for this year, and that is in your bulletin. I'm going to ask that we all say it together. So if you want to open your bulletin to the middle page, if you haven't got it memorized yet, we will say the reference, and then the verse, and then the reference again. Okay. Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11, 28 to 30.
Let's take our hymnals. Join me in singing 296. 296 in your hymnals, and it's on the screen behind me, I assume. Let's stand together and sing, "We've a Story to Tell to the Nations." We've a story to tell to the nations that shall turn their hearts to the right. A story of truth and mercy, a story of peace and light. A story of peace and light. For the darkness shall turn to dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright. And Christ's great kingdom shall come to earth, the kingdom of love and light.
We've a song to be sung to the nations that shall lift their hearts to the Lord. A song that shall conquer evil and shatter the spear and sword. And shatter the spear and sword. For the darkness shall turn to dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright. And Christ's great kingdom shall come to earth, the kingdom of love and light. We've a message to give to the nations, that the Lord who reigneth above hath sent us his Son to save us and show us that God is love. And show us that God is love. For the darkness shall turn to dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright. And Christ's great kingdom shall come to earth, the kingdom of love and light. We've a Savior to show to the nations, who the path of sorrow hath trod, that all of the world's great peoples might come to the truth of God, might come to the truth of God. For the darkness shall turn to dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright. And Christ's great kingdom shall come to earth, the kingdom of love and light. Thanks for singing. Let's greet each other. Tell somebody you're glad to see him this morning.
Hi. Did you sneak away from your mom and dad?
Again, we extend our greetings to each one of you and thank you for joining with us and those who are joining online. This is our time to bring our prayer requests and praises. Just a couple of them that have been given to me. Continue to pray for Kathy Heason from the healing from her fall, and grateful that no bones were broken. Update on Gladys Nye. There is a potential that she'll be coming back this week to her apartment, and so continue to pray for her healing and gaining of strength from her broken elbow and broken hip. We'll continue to lift up and praise that Isaiah Gortmaker, he had some testing done, and the area is benign, so that is good, but we'll pray for him. Also, Brenda Christensen, who has been a part of our fellowship, she has come down with COVID. She has been helping take care of a neighbor who's 102, and the neighbor also came down with COVID. So we will pray for both of them. Gertrude is the neighbor's name. Also, update for Deb Nye's mom. She's going to be moving into the Courtyard Villa, soon, and so we'll pray for her. That is Paige. We'll pray for her and her transition. Also, Larry Van Zee is going to be having surgery this Thursday, but he's also getting over bronchitis, so that's not always helpful. But he's getting some skin cancer taken off of his forehead. And then one on a personal note from our family, my daughter came back for Labor Day weekend, and she was getting her car loaded, slipped down a set of stairs, and twisted her ankle. The ankle's doing better, but as discovered, she also cracked a rib. That is not doing so well. So I know she would appreciate prayers for healing there. It's been a couple doctor's appointments and maybe a thought of going to the emergency room, but it is a cracked rib. It's not a gallbladder or appendicitis, but it's definitely led to some extreme discomfort. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June. So Ron and June's son, Rich and Barrett, Barrett is his wife, are heading to Africa on a missions trip. They'll be gone for a month, and so we will pray for them. Any other prayer requests? Ah, John. Dr. Eric from the Prairie View Vet Clinic was involved in a squeeze chute accident this week, and I know he was airlifted from the area that that happened. He has been diagnosed with a fractured skull. Grateful that he is still with us, and pray for his healing. Know that it affects a lot of us because not only with our small animals, but the large animals, Prairie View Vet is a rather integral part, so we will be praying for Dr. Eric. Any other prayer? Yeah, Mark.
Can I share how God's got his hand in everything? This is kind of a funny, neat story. My dad passed away last Thursday, and on Friday, the pastor came to our home, was reading some scripture. There was one that particularly hit a note with me, and I thought it reminded me of my dad. So I told him that. And then Monday, and he chooses to kind of preach on that message there. And that's kind of neat. And then I go home, and the next day, the day of my dad's funeral, I pull up the Bible app, Bible verse of the day, is that verse? Then I come to church on Sunday, and you know what the church verse of the year is?
The same verse.
So I think God's speaking to me in that verse.
Yeah. Yes, we continue to pray for Mark and his family, but it is amazing how God does provide those reminders. And it's a reminder that his word is living and active. And that is a great touch point that God does in our lives. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Jill. Wonderful, wonderful. So, Jill, the ongoing prayer request, but definitely the praise that her last checkup, things are going great. She's healing, and she's that is truly a testament to God's healing power. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come this morning, we truly do thank you that you have given us your word, that when we look at the other options that man and the evil one have invented to try to find meaning for this life, there is really no certainty that the words in their books are man's words. You have told us in your word that it is living and active. It is sharper than any double-edged sword. That not a word of it will pass away. That even the smallest comma dot of an I is inspired by you. That it's not just a record of ancient events, but it has come to teach and reprove, correct, and train us for righteousness' sake, that all of it is inspired by you, and it is profitable. Father, you give us opportunities to be reminded of that, that you have not left us as orphans. You've given us your word, and you have embodied that in your Son, that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we are able to see and behold his glory as the glory of the only begotten Son of God. But he also came to seek and to save those who are lost. Father, as you have given us your word, as you have given us the path to back to you in salvation, you also tell us that as our Father, you take care of us. And we lift up our requests to you. We are grateful for the praises. We think of how Isaiah, the issue that he is dealing with is benign. We pray that you would take it away. We lift up little Dawson to you and pray for her continued healing from her surgery and just trying to, as a little one, not understanding all that's going on, that you would heal. For the way that you protect, for Jill, for her good checkup, we are praising you for how you, as the great physician, have healed her. We continue to pray for her each day. And Father, we also lift up those with significant health needs. We pray that you would be with Dr. Eric, that and the staff, that especially those that were there that day, that you would remind them that you are in control, that you would bring healing and a full recovery. We also pray for Brenda Christensen and her neighbor with dealing with COVID. We ask that you would touch both of them, preserve them. We pray for Larry Van Zee and his upcoming surgery and getting over bronchitis. We pray for complete healing and that you would guide the surgeon's hands through this procedure and that it would be successful. We also lift up our We pray for Kathy that you would continue to heal her from her fall, for Gladys and give her strength and the desire for her to get back to her apartment. And we pray that you would make all those details in your timing. We also pray for Deb's mom, Paige, as she transitions to the Courtyard Villa, and definitely for adjustment, and that you would give wisdom to Don and Deb, that you would give them patience, and as many are discovering that the call to honor our father and mother extends well beyond just being in the home. And so, Father, I pray that you would give us all wisdom as we work with aging parents and help us to fulfill that honoring part of your word. Father, we also think of Rich and Barrett as they go out this month to Africa for safety in their travels, for the contacts that they will make. But as they spread your gospel truth, that they would find hearts that have been prepared by you. And so we just pray for safety in their travels, as well as fruitful ministry. Father, we do pray for those that have lost loved ones. We are grateful for the opportunity we had to spend time with the Clegg family. And we pray for Mark and his family with the passing of his father, Merle, and all those decisions. And we ask for wisdom there as a family. Father, as we also remember this day being September 11th and the activities and the tragedy of 21 years ago and the evil intent that showed up on our doorstep, and as we look back in 21 years of struggle of trying to figure out how to deal with terrorism. It is a reminder that the human heart is desperately wicked, and only you can save. Father, I do pray for those that have lost loved ones, not only on September 11th, but through these years of the fighting overseas. We also lift up our men and women that have served in the armed forces that have been downrange, that you would work in their lives, and those that are still in harm's way, that you would protect. We think around the world that the Prince of Peace, we wonder when you are coming back. We pray for the people of Ukraine and the conflict there, for your church, that you would protect your people, but also use them to be your hands and feet to those that have been displaced, and even praying for the Russian side. We pray for our missionaries, especially think of the Weens as they minister in Russia, that you would give them open doors. And you, as the one who can bring peace, would bring it both for that conflict, but also make known again that the path to our Father is through your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we lift up our service to you. We thank you for the opportunity to minister to one another. We pray for the offering we're about to receive, that you would use it for your honor and glory. For the ministries that we support, we lift up Sunshine to you as they go start homecoming week, for the ongoing ministry there, that you would use the faculty and staff and discipling and coming alongside of parents. And that's a reminder of how engaged parents need to be in no matter where our children are educated. We do pray for those that speak into the lives of our students and our children, that you would have them seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. And so, Father, we lift up these requests to you, ask that you would be honored and glorified in all we do this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jim?
Yes.
I have an
announcement. Yes, Kathy. And so the request from Kathy is a reminder of the ranch rodeo in honor of their father. And it's 45 years. And so that will be in Fort Pierre.
Thank you. beautiful fall morning. It's a beautiful day to come to the Lord's house and to worship with him, to love him and adore him. So this morning we're going to stand, we're going to sing. We're going to sing some amazing praises to him. Please stand.
ways are good, all your ways are sure. I will trust in you alone, higher than my sight, high above my light. I will trust in you alone, in you alone.
I don't know if many of you, but I'm a big sunrise, sunset person, moon person. I love to look at the skies. My husband loves to go out and look at the stars at night. I was sharing with these guys this morning, the sunrises have been so bright orange and so beautiful. And the sun or the moon the last couple nights has been amazing. And to me, if that isn't God's sign to us over and over of his presence, of his love, his security in him, for me, I don't know what else would be. And so I just want to share that this morning because it's just, it's needed in times of life. And as the fall is coming and changes are coming for season, it's just another season that he shows us his love. So let's go ahead and sing our last song.
Give us pure heart.
us pure hearts. Let us not lift our soul to another. Oh God, let us be a generation that seeks your face. Oh God of Jacob. Oh God, let us be a generation that seeks your face. Oh God of Jacob.
Heavenly Father, we come humbly before you this morning with hearts that are grateful for your love for us and the gift of your Son, forgiveness that you have made possible. We pray that you would help us to be attentive now as we look into your word and we consider this passage of Romans and what it means and how we can apply it and live it out. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.